The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is Thursday, January the 28th, 2016, and we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to the show that we're going to bring to you. But, of course, we must first start with what's the business at hand. Everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family members, help this network to grow, make not monetary donations, and also offer your professional services if you have some that would help this network grow. If you have events that you can plan around bringing more exposure to the network, please do that. We all must do our part in order for this network to continue to grow and to provide for you the fullness thereof of what it is that you need, your family needs, and what our community needs. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Please reach out to the network, see what it is that you can do, because this is one of the few, very, very few networks that actually sincerely cares about our overall direction and our overall agenda and establishing that among ourselves so that we can do what's in our best interest, not being told what to do for someone else's agenda. That is what a sellout truly is, where you compromise your morality for someone else's agenda. So let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and assist it in growing. Also, go to Facebook and check out our show that's there, Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show on Facebook. And check out what we got going on there. While you're there, give us a like, comment on some of the articles, and share some of the articles if they are something that you want to share. Greatly, greatly would appreciate that. So let's go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook real quickly and check out some of the articles that we posted there today. Was a lot going on. And let's look at some of the things that are there. There was, it's so much stuff that's going on. It's kind of hard to post a lot of the things. So I just ran, I screened stuff, and believe me, it takes a while to find some stories that I think, to put in here that's good for you guys, but we do what we can and how we can do it the best that we can. All right, so with that being said, just before we went to yesterday evening, we posted some articles that we really didn't get to expose, and this came from, comes from the automaticearth.com. Is China about to drop a devaluation bomb on the Automatic Earth? Check out that the Automatic Earth is the actual carrier of that article. So check out that good article that's there. Definitely want to, and we will talk about that next week. But good one. Then just threw this one in. This kid is absolutely nuts. This comes from the Business Insider. The Appalooza team has dropped his peel. Here's why his condition is totally bogus. So check out that article there from Business Insider. We posted that one after Tando went off yesterday, or while Tando was on. Next one comes from the ChicagoTribune.com, and it says drug shortages in American emergency rooms have increased more than 400%. Emergency rooms and healthcare front lines in the United States, nearly 45 out of 100 people visit the ER in any given year, but there is an issue brewing behind closed doors. Check out this article, the overall, some of the essentials of providing emergency care to people is lacking. And this is what you're going to see. Do you remember the Baltic dry dock index where it says nothing is moving? This is where you're going to start to see shortages everywhere and in so many things. And this is why you really need to prepare. And it's one of the reasons why we started the preparedness class and the membership for $25 a month to get you ready for what is coming, because there is so much to contend with, and we have time, and it's just a matter of you all jumping out into this. Okay, next we have 22,000 nurses refuse flu shot, could be terminated. And this comes from experimentalvaccines.org. Check out that article. We're going to carry another segment on that in the future also. Next one, this one comes from the Express CEO in the UK. And we posted this one earlier, but this is just another reprieve or another reposting of this. And the commentary that I wrote on this is that you won't see or hear this in mainstream media, because they will not tell you to prepare. They will only interview the crying victims after the fact. Don't be caught with a mic under your chin asking you, how do you feel and what are you going to do now? You need to get ready for what's coming before it happens. Like, once again, this is why we have established the $25 membership, to get you prepared. And what this article says, the EU is on the brink. France declares economic emergency as Germany faces financial ruin. France is in a state of economic emergency, President Francisco Holland announced today, amidst fears of the worsening financial situation in Germany. This is something that you need to know about, because I've always thought that first Europe is going to go, the EU is going to go, and then the U.S. will follow behind it. Next, this one comes from Bloomberg.com. And it says, a steel company is locked out of the market as steel punishes bonds. Really, really important article posted by Bloomberg. Couldn't see it real quick. You want to check this out. We are going through a deflationary period, and that is going to weigh heavily on the standard of living of the everyday person, from the standpoint of the market and the availability of goods. And what's going to happen is that the goods are available, but there will be no one in business to bring it to market for you, because they can't stay in business at these price points. Very important article. Check that one out. Next one. This comes from Investment Stress Search Dynamics.com. So it says an unavoidable bank system collapse in the winds of war. This is another good article that we've been talking about for you to see what's going on and different opinions about it that you should know. Next we have this comes from The Guardian. China accuses George Soros of declaring war on the yuan or the yen. Billionaire investor tries to create panic for profit, says editors. After he predicted the Chinese economy is heading for a hard landing. And China responded with telling George Soros, don't try to start a war with an economic war with China. All of this is playing out so that they can have plausible deniability to say that all this stuff was building and they told you about it. Their warnings are going out. And the key is, are you listening and are you doing something about it? Because they always tell you before things happen. So you want to check that article out. Next, this one, kind of tongue in cheek, but not funny at all. There's a YouTube video talking. It says NASA's California drought update. Check out that video. Pretty good one also. Then we have this one, and this is the commentary we had on it. This won't be Kenny Pendergrass versions of Turn Off the Lights. All the warnings have been given. This one comes from the dailycaller.com. Israel Power Grid suffered one of the largest cyber attacks in its history. They are telling you everything before they actually do it. Okay, so you need to be preparing for these things, and because they're going to grow. This is not something that is going to go away, nor is it a theory. It is the conspiracy of itself, and it's at hand. And you are the targeted victim. So check out this article and see what's going on and make the necessary preparations. Once again, this is why we established the $25 a month membership to get you ready, because there is a collective prudence that we all must have together in this whole thing. We are going to need each other in so many ways in the future. And this is the time to establish those alliances and to get ready and to position yourself accordingly so that you will be able to utilize the resources that you have and to increase your options to survive. And not only that, to thrive financially and be able to come out on the other side better than the way that you went in, because there is a global economic collapse that's happening, but it's not going to be the collapse of the economy. I've always said it's only going to be the collapse of the common man's economy. So make sure that you protect yourself and learn how to do that, and you can do that with us. So check that out. Next, we have from activistpost.com, the War on Cash, a country-by-country guide. This comes from my man James Corbett. James Corbett does some great work out of Japan. He does some great work. We're also going to feature some of the work that he's done here on Tando Radio Show, I believe, tomorrow. So great, great article and great work. And we're going to talk about some of this today if we have time towards the end of the show. Next, the Zika virus could be spreading through sex. Experts fear that the Zika virus, which has been linked to brain damage in unborn babies, may be transmitted through sex because to be spreading by mosquito bites, and is spreading rapidly through Brazil and South America and other South American countries. And it also has made its way here, so they say, in the United States. This is, in my opinion, is another multifaceted thing. It's the new Ebola, but more importantly, they are attacking the future. And then now they're also going to be able to release their GMO mosquitoes, which they've already been able to do anyhow. But now they have a reason to do it and to tell you that they're doing it. So, and believe me, there's going to be something else adverse that comes from the so-called GMO mosquitoes that they're releasing, it's just so scandalous how this is all coming about. For every disease that man has created, the great creator God Almighty has created a herb to cure it. And we need to be practicing the health cures instead of going for their health cares, which yields you completely helpless and dependent upon their system before they cause your untimely demise. Because every person that you know, every person that we know that has made the great transformation, most likely in this world and in these times, if they've done it through any form of medical illness, those individuals were not dying of natural causes. They were actually murdered from what is going on in our environment and in our overall lifestyles and in our culture. So check out that article. Next, we have, this is a very, very important one. Please, please, sisters, fathers, make sure that you understand it's not only for your daughters, which this is intended for, but for your sons too. Because there are things that are going on in the food that are changing our young men and are changing our young women. And it's not for the good. It's not for their benefit. It's actually to their demise. So this article comes, very, very important one. Four common causes of early puberty in girls. Check out this article. You need to know it. You need to share it. And this is something that we will definitely have a show on. About the food and what it's doing to our young people's bodies, their minds, and their overall spirit and their free will. Next, we have coming from SputnikNews.com, Russia discusses joint action on the oil market with partners. This is huge. behind the scenes. And let me tell you, I've always said that there is going to be a Western purge that is going to come out, and this will be part of it right here, that is going to perpetuate and to further extend the overall global war. This is critical, and there are alliances that are being formed, the new NATO, and same thing, different names. So check out this article, understand what this means and what it means for you and your family. Next we have posted what today's show is going to be about. And today's show is going to be about the banker's solution for economic problem is to kill the depositors and save the banks. That's what this show is going to be all about today. The killing of the depositors to save the banking institutions. And we're going to talk about that. And also we're going to talk about capital controls in that, mixed into that, because you need to know what this is and how this is adversely affecting you and what the setup is. The fix is in. The key is, do you know it? Are you going to be the one that the fix is going to leverage itself against, or are you going to be able to actually leverage with the fix? So that's what today's show is going to be all about today. Next, we have the antimedia.org. Another town just got caught covering up lead contamination in its water supply. Let me tell you something with the water. This is nothing new. They've been doing this, and they're going to continue to expand it. And they do it in various forms. They pollute the water down in the Gulf of Mexico and the food sources that are there. They're polluting the rivers and the streams, the freshwater aquifers throughout the country. They're having droughts on the West Coast, and they're causing the poisoning of potable water and the reservoirs in other places, and the streams and the fresh water. Do you think that this is by coincidence and by accident, or do you think that is a design plan? If you think it is by just a accident or just some things that the government needs to work out, Tando Radio Show is not the right show for you, nor in the future, will you be able to protect yourself accordingly, because you're thinking about things in the wrong way. Blind faith is always the first step to genocide. And until individuals start asking the right questions and start looking at things for what it is instead of what they're put in front of you, and developing some form of discerning spirit, you are going to continue to be bamboozled. But the thing about it is that you may not even realize it until it's too late. For those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, I applaud you for thinking anew, establishing an understanding that you must do something different than what's been done before in the past in order for a new result to be acquired. So that's check out that article. Next one, this is a late one that we put in, very, very important one to me. And the commentary, this is dangerous for those who have blind faith, what we just talked about. Before you know it, they will say Jesus has returned, shaking my head. Or they'll say that you have been invaded by some other people or some darn aliens. Ruthless is the agenda. Never forget that, or the reminder will be severe. And this is so true. The technology that they have at their disposal, they will use to control and to keep their control over you. You know, we talked about the finding of this Planet X, and we didn't get to finish that. Once Chico Stick is available to come back, there's a bigger picture here. And this technology and this hologram, and we talked about this on the show when Chico Stick was here, and I talked about when they were having Coachella Fest a couple of years ago, when they had a hologram of Tupac on stage with Snoop and Dre. That was them telling you this is the technology that they're going to be using against you in the future. This is why it's so important for us to be able to have healthy food, healthy environment, healthy water, so that we can think from a standpoint of self-determination, where we can discern the lies and the deceit that will be fully engrossed around us. This is a lie. And this type of technology is nothing new, and it's actually It's old technology, but it's going to be used in a new way, in a more expanded way against you, especially if you don't know. There's nothing amazing about this. Nothing at all. So check out this video that's there on Tando Radio Show. Share it. And more importantly, start to develop your own harmonic self-determining resonance. You have to. Next, we have coming another article. This is a very, very important one. And we're going to talk about this one. This was from Henderson's Auction Catalog, Absolute Equipment Auctions Online. Now, this is important because you are starting to see multi-million dollar equipment being sold for pennies on the dollar. This is an indication of what's to come and where we are. And if you don't know how to leverage this accordingly and what this really means, you're going to get run over. These are all the indicators of the signs of where we are. And what it means is this. The deflation is going to be great, followed by an even greater hyperinflation. And if you don't know how to position yourself and your family, and more importantly, collectively our community within that confines, you are going to be making some very, very dangerous mistakes in the future when you should be doing something else right now. There are things that you should be doing, and these are the indications of why you should be doing it. Let me just say this. We're going to talk about this a little later in the show if we have time, but if not, we'll come back to it sometime tomorrow also. You are seeing equipment that costs $1 million, $2 million being sold for a quarter of its price. And it's relatively new equipment. When I say relatively new equipment, this equipment is no more than 2 years old. This is what happens. This is what is, and where does this equipment come from? It comes from different economic environments and in different industries that are now going broke because of their debt ratio. And that same debt ratio is going to be waged against you. So this is very, very important and what you need to know. And we're definitely going to dissect this for you. Next, we have in another form of capital controls, HSBC. Oh, this comes from Reuters. HSBC curbs mortgage offerings to Chinese citizens in the U.S. That's because capital controls is going to be great. And we need to know what those are and what this means. They're telling you everything, what's going on. They don't want to leverage themselves in this market anymore because the leverage is going to switch the other way. So very, very important things that are posted there. Hopefully you can find that these are informative postings, and you should definitely, if you have any comments about them, please comment or share them without a doubt. Now, there was one comment, see if I can find, let me scroll this down, about capital controls. And I will get to it once we get to the capital controls. The sister had a comment, so I want to definitely address her comment. And we will definitely do that here in the near future. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, we're going to jump head first into this very, very important show. And this show is going to be, we're going to play a video from Ellen Brown. And I want you to remember something. Ms. Brown is a banker by nature. You always have to take what bankers say with a grain of salt and understand where their schooling comes from so that you can hear what they're really saying and move in a direction that's more beneficial to you. Because one thing about the banking institution is that it takes care of the banks. And this is so, so important. So just want to say thank you for all listening to Tando Radio Show. We're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, We're going to jump into this very, very important video, and we're going to have hopefully some dialogue with you all, and it's not just going to be a monologue. If you have any questions or comments, definitely don't be afraid to make them known. Call in no matter who you are or what is your question or comment. So, so important that we do that. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're getting ready to go to this commercial break. We'll be right back in about a minute and a half.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to, as always, sincerely thank you all for listening and being a part of Black Talk Radio Network. And this program is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Hopefully, the information that we bring to you is something that is beneficial to you and your family, because that is our intention and is our sincere intention to bring you some of the things to, so that you will do the most important thing that I believe any person can do, and that is to question, to ask questions, because a question is more important than an answer, because the answer is temporary while a question is eternal, so that you can be self-determining and have your self-sovereignty adhered to by you. Then you ensure that, and to establish that so that you can be a sovereign individual and be able to live the way that the great creator God Almighty intended you to live, free and independent. But that is something that independence and that liberty and the ability to have that within inside of the confines of physical living has been provided for you. But the choice for you to maintain that is up to you. And that is the execution of your free will. This is what we're all about here. So we're going to jump into this video. It's about 24 minutes long. And then when we come back, if you have any questions or comments, definitely, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032-POUND. And hit *61. I will see you, bring you up in queue. Now, Ms. Brown, Ellen Brown is going to be talking about what's going on with the banks in some form or another, but there's a lot of things that she says that you really need to pay attention to. And then after that, we will definitely talk about this, and I will give you my opinion about it and why it's so imperative that you start to position yourself and your family. And these are discussions that you need to have. But more importantly, these are the things that you need to know so that you can respond to them appropriately. Knowing and not having an appropriate response to it is wasteful, completely wasteful. And I don't want you to be caught in what's going to continue to happen when you don't have to. And because once this stuff starts really kicking off, you are going to be totally trapped. They are closing the window of opportunity for you to get in a position of advantage. It's not completely closed yet. I firmly believe that we have maybe a year and a half or 2 years left before it gets really, really where every person is talking about it, every person is complaining about it, and every person is upset about it. And then this is where mainstream media will start to move the propaganda in the direction that they want to move it. But you have to know before something happens, you have to know that it's coming, because if you don't see it coming, you won't know what to do when it happens. So we're going to go to this video to start to prepare you, to introduce you to why you need to be prepared. And once you're ready to be prepared, there's a membership that we have for $25 a month where we will actually assist you in getting prepared. And there's a collective prudence that we can have among ourselves that's so, so important. We're going to have to rely on each other. So we're going to go to the video, and it's about 24 minutes, and then we'll come back with your questions and comments and talk about what it is that we've heard.
I'm Greg Hunter. Welcome to USAWatchdog.com. With us once again, Ellen Brown. Ellen Brown is of the popular website ellenbrown.com, also known as Web of Debt blog. Ellen Brown, thank you for joining us today from California.
Thanks, Greg. Great to talk to you.
I just want to extend your introduction. You're an expert on public banking. You are an attorney. You've written a dozen books. You've got another book coming up. We'll talk about that at the end of the interview. But you wrote a stunningly frightening article. And the reason why it's so stunningly frightening, as an attorney and as a good writer that you are, that you sourced everything and it's real, which is what's so frightening. It's like, oh, did they can do that? And it's about bail-ins, that you were on this website, USA Watchdog, about this time talking about the G20 setting this all up for the world, that they can not, you know, use taxpayer bailouts. They can use the money in the banks. Can you tell me why that you think that life savings, in your words, life savings could be wiped out in a derivatives collapse?
Well, the bail-ins have started in Europe, but we in the U.S. are actually more vulnerable, because under the Dodd-Frank Act and the Bankruptcy Reform Act of 2005, derivative claimants go first in a bankruptcy. So they're actually exempted from the bankruptcy rules, which require a stay, an automatic stay, you know, where you can't. So the derivatives claimants can go in and just grab the collateral. And because we have a huge derivatives exposure here of 247 trillion the last time I looked for five U.S. banks, they could take all the collateral and there could be nothing left. I mean, theoretically, your deposits are covered by FDIC insurance, which insures up to $250,000. But the FDIC stands in line behind the derivatives, and so do the state and local governments, who consider their deposits secure, just like the derivatives are. But the derivatives people get to take their money first. Those are the insiders. You know, they're the banks. Betting against each other, primarily.
And this is what it means in your article. You talked about derivatives have super superiority over securities. Super superiority over securities. Does this affect pensions as well?
They have super priority over everything. So it's your deposits. They're the creditors. All the creditors are covered in a bail-in. All the creditors' money will be taken in a bail-in. A bail-in is like the opposite of a bankruptcy, where in a bankruptcy, the bank is liquidated in order to pay off the creditors. In a bail-in, the creditors' money is taken in order to keep the bank alive. So we get to die while the bank lives, instead of the reverse. So they specifically say creditors, which obviously means shareholders and bondholders. But what most people don't realize is that depositors are also considered creditors. When you put your money in the bank, it becomes the property of the bank, and all you have is an IOU. So the bank can do what it will with your money, and they're allowed to gamble in derivatives. Glass-Steagall was repealed in 1999. So now all that whole pool of fund is commingled, and they can do with it as they will. Like, there was an exemption for like 5% of their derivatives, which were clearly gambling, right up till a year ago, December, when the Citigroup slipped into the Cromnibus budget bill a rider that eliminated even that 5%. So now all their derivatives can be done in the depository arm of banks, which means they're gambling with our money and they can lose our money, and that the FDIC covers it. In other words, that is supposedly insured money.
Well, that's insured, but I mean, the FDIC has, what, $50 billion?
Right, $67 billion the last time I looked. They have a credit line of $500 billion with the Treasury, but that's just a credit line, first of all. I mean, it's a debt, and who's going to pay it back? It would have to be paid back by the banks who pay the premiums for the FDIC. And when they went over budget by $8 billion in 2009, I think it was, it nearly broke the little bank. So if they can't afford the premiums on an $8 billion deficit in the FDIC fund, what would a $500 billion deficit look like? And even that's not going to be enough for a $10 trillion derivatives bust, which is what Elizabeth Warren and another politician, they had a study done to determine what their liability was, the taxpayers' liability was, just from that rider of last December in the Cromnibus spending bill, and they said it was a $10 trillion derivative liability just for that 5%. And that includes the oil derivatives, which, if you ask me, are like real throat clutches.
Well, the oil derivatives are all the leverage on top of the oil debt, and of course we know that oil prices, everybody's like, woohoo, I'm paying less than $2 a gallon in most places, in many places, for gasoline. But there's a big downside, and that is that people aren't going to get – there's not enough profit there for the bonds to be paid, correct?
Yeah, and then the question is, why did oil plunge like it did? It looks like political warfare. Well, I have a theory on that. We could go into it if you want.
Yes.
I read this, and it looks pretty credible to me. You know, John Kerry met with King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia in August of 2014. And before that, in June, I think – oil was at one of its all-time highs. It was something like $116 a barrel for Brent crude. And then last month, it was down to $38 a barrel. So it totally plunged after John Kerry met with King Abdullah. And some people, it was rumored that the goal of this was that they agreed that Saudi Arabia would flood the market with oil and bring the price down, and the purpose would be to get Russia and get Iran, which didn't necessarily work. But you could envision that Kerry may have said something like, well, don't worry, you'll take losses, but we'll cover your losses. But of course, we can't just pay you directly, because that would be too obvious. So what we'll do is you get buy derivatives protecting your oil profits, and we'll be the counterparty, because nobody will know who the counterparty is, because this is all over-the-counter hidden stuff. So we, the State Department, U.S. State Department, or whoever, the military or somebody, will be the counterparty. So we'll be flooding the money to you to pay off your derivative. And according to Catherine Austin Fitz, there's $40 trillion, I think, in the, or maybe it's $60 trillion, there's a lot of money in the black budget. So they've got the money to do it. So it all looked highly suspicious, but it was Citigroup that was pouring on the derivatives, the oil derivative, when everybody else was pulling back on their derivatives, the other big derivatives bank. And it was Citigroup that pushed to get that last 5% waived so that it too could be covered by taxpayer money.
Well, so, and depositor money.
Yeah.
And do you think people realize that somebody sent me this, they sent it to me, and I went ahead and looked it up online independently myself. And this is from a big bank. This is a commercial banking agreement. It's from BB&T. And in here, it basically lays out that they have no fiduciary responsibility to you, and you basically are a creditor. And I can't imagine that's the only bank that's done that. I mean, they've changed the rules. Deposit, that's not your money. You give it to them. You are loaning them the money. You are a creditor, and people aren't grasping that. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, now they have all this push for going all cash, or sorry, for eliminating cash, so that you really don't even have the option of pulling your money out of the bank. Money is something that exists digitally in a bank today, pretty much.
And people say, well, you know, I don't have more than $250,000. I'm insured. And I'm thinking, well, you're insured, but what will your money be worth if they have to monetize, just the insured deposits, $500 trillion, $10 trillion, whatever. I mean, there's payrolls there. There's all kinds of money at short-term in, you know, multitude of banks. It's not just, deposits.
It's over $6 trillion is covered by the FDIC in deposits, but it's way more than they've got in the fund. They've got $67 billion in the fund, so that's like 1%.
What would your money be worth if they had to just print that money to say, oh, you had $100,000 or $150,000 or whatever? Oh, yeah, okay, you're insured. And they just print the digits and put it in there. What would the money be worth? I mean, wouldn't that be the classic example of hyperinflation? Weimar Germany, here we come?
Well, personally, I think that is the answer. I think we should all have an account at the central bank. Once you put your money in, it's your money. When you want to pull it out, the numbers are there because it's the central bank, which has the power to create the digits. But it's really not necessary. When you borrow money, it's really not necessary that you have savers to put the money in there first. Well, that's a whole different topic. But it seems to me that we do have to redesign the entire banking system. And the ideal system was that American colonists in Pennsylvania, in Benjamin Franklin's time, I think we need to go back to that again, where the bank is a public utility, the government creates the currency in the form of payments for goods and services. I mean, it's all connected to goods and services. If there's no goods and services, there's no money. That's how money comes into the system. And the government is the lender. So they have the power to control. You know, once your money's in there, it's there. No way that somebody else can have it.
Well, speaking of goods and services, I mean, here's, you think, well, how could this, they're telling us the economy's great. I just pulled this off Zero Hedge in a lovely story that Deutsche Bank is freaking out about the perfect storm. And here we have the Baltic Dry Index. I'm going to go full screen on this. And then here we have, this is back in the 90s. Sure I have that. Yeah, this is back in the 90s, back here, okay. And then here it is today, which is tanking. It's historic lows, the Baltic Dry. That means the goods and services aren't moving. That means people aren't getting paid. Isn't that a way to accelerate these derivative losses that you're talking about that could happen, that could basically wipe out people's savings?
Yeah, and the derivatives only go for a certain amount of time, and because it's all dark and it's all shadow banking, we don't know when these things might expire, and then suddenly those companies could go bankrupt.
And you're thinking that is this part of this scenario that you're seeing, that this could be sooner than later, that you're talking about people being wiped out in 2016? You're giving that as a date. And savings could be wiped out. And here we are again. And if you look at this chart, here we are. This is the 90s again on the right side, right over here. This is the 90s over here. And here we are again, bouncing along this line. This was the 2008, a little crash. And this looks really similar to, things are going down. And we are the manufacturing is shrinking, is stopping.
Yeah. Well, the reason I said 2016 was that in the EU, they are actually taking deposits as of January 2016. The reason this made the news was that in November of last year, a pensioner committed suicide after he lost 100,000 euros, his whole life savings, in his bank, where he banked there for 50 years, but he had bought bonds. Bank bonds, it wasn't deposit, but he wrote a suicide note. He hanged himself and wrote a suicide note blaming the bank, but he really should blame this whole system that has been adopted by the Financial Stability Board and the EU Banking Union, where they first have to bail in the creditors' money before they can touch their bailout fund, which is contributed. It's premiums from the various banks in the country. So in January, the reason that the Prime Minister bailed in these four insolvent banks then, before January, was that had he waited till January, many more people would, millions of people would have been, millions of savers would have lost their money. So that's what we have to look forward to, because the European banks are very, many of them are very shaky. They rushed through that banking union knowing that those banks were shaky, and they wouldn't do stress tests until after they had the union in place, because they didn't want people to know how shaky these banks were. But it was supposed to be a three-pronged deal, which would be bailouts, bail-ins, and deposit insurance. But they never got around to the deposit insurance. So they don't have Eurozone-wide deposit insurance. All they have is you have to bail in your creditors' money, which would include the depositors' money now as of January. Of course, supposedly over 100,000 euros. But again, you've got the problem of you don't have a Euro-wide or Eurozone-wide bail-in fund to pay that money. So all you've got for your insured deposits are what the premiums of the banks in the country, the pool of those put together by those banks. So if the pool doesn't have enough money, then you're out of luck. And if, like, it was up to our FDIC, we would be out of luck. They definitely don't have enough money to cover a big bust.
And you think this happens in 2016. You think the bailout scenario, excuse me, bail-in scenario for U.S. banks happens this year?
Well, it happened. No, it happens in Europe this year because they've said so. I mean, they've put it right in there that this is in January of 2016, they're going to start capping up the deposits. And over 100,000 euros is not that much. I mean, businesses keep that much cash around because they need to pay their workers. They've got payroll to meet. They've got suppliers to meet. So that's what happened in Cyprus, that it was largely the local businesses that got hit. They lost 50% of their money. And so they had to lay off people or close their doors, and the whole economy just plummeted after that. So it's very hard on the economy.
And you're talking about this being on not just a European level, but it could float right on over here across the Atlantic here to the United States, and these bail-ins are going to hit here eventually as well. And business is going to just get creamed. I mean, oh, your payroll, sorry, it's been bailed into the bank. The bank has it now.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a trigger like a provision that says January 2016, but we have the bail-in scheme built into the Dodd-Frank Act of 2010, which, and then there was the Financial Stability Board formalized this, the G20 formalized it in Brisbane, Australia in November of 2014. And we have the Bankruptcy Reform Act of 2005 that says that derivatives go first. So our potential liability is much greater than even the European depositors.
Do you think it gets bad enough to where the whole system will absolutely shut down? Do you think the whole system will shut down over this? I mean, this article is written in very factual. You know, you lay it out, the Dodd-Frank, all the pieces of legislation that point to exactly what they're going to do. Do you think it could shut down the whole system?
It sure looks that way. I mean, I would like Paul Craig Roberts says, you always think it's all set to collapse, and they seem to manage to do something to prop it up. They can change the rules, or they can tap into their black budget. Nobody anticipated what happened in 2008, and that was a $700 billion bailout. Even if the FDIC tapped up its treasury line, that's only $500 billion. So things certainly could go wrong. And why are they rushing to put all these provisions into place? They're expecting something.
Yeah. You think they're expecting something because they've got everything. Is everything set now? They can do the bail-ins. Everything's all set now, right?
Yeah, they think they have avoided too big to fail. But what they've actually done is formalized too big to fail. I mean, it's the end of capitalism. There's no such thing as too big to fail in a capitalist society, where you say that certain corporations can't fail and that you have to take the people's money in order to prop them up. That is no longer capitalism.
And you're a capitalist. You think that your money is your money, and you believe in property rights. Obviously, if it's your money, you believe in property rights, you're a capitalist.
Well, I do think there's, I'm head of the Public Banking Institute, and what we want to do is publicly owned banks. So in every country, something on average, something like 50% of the economy is publicly owned and 50% is privately owned. It's just the question of which 50%. For us, the big 50% is like the military. The military is our biggest socialist engine. It seems to me we'd be better off with publicly owned banks, which is just acknowledging that money is a public utility. It's our money. We, the people, back it. Clearly we back it. We're now making these banks too big to fail. We are backing these banks. They are sucking the profits out like a parasite from the economy. If we are going to be supporting them, the profits should go back to the people. It should be the credit should be put into these manufacturing jobs that you're pointing out are being lost. Manufacturing is disappearing because the banks make more money on derivatives than by making loans to small and medium-sized businesses, which is where manufacturing comes from and where jobs come from.
Ellen Brown, before we close, I want to talk about your next book, book number 13. You have another book coming out. What's the working title, and when do you think it'll be out? What's it about?
It's called Infrastructure Without Debt. So it's basically about using quantitative easing for infrastructure. I mean, if we have this amazing tool of the ability to create credit, we should be using it for things we desperately need. We have this belief that we're in austerity mode, that there's not enough money around, but the Fed is the creator of money. So if you were issuing money for constructive purposes, like happened in the 1930s through the Reconstruction Finance Corporation, where you're actually funding businesses to pay the money back. So in the 1930s, there was all this credit that was funneled into roads and bridges and dams and, you know, electricity and farms and things that paid the loans back. Over the course of 20 years, the Reconstruction Finance Corporation actually made a profit for the government. It was a government-owned financial institution because they couldn't get the Fed to do it. So they set up this other institution, which was funneling credit largely borrowed from the Treasury, so largely just created on the book, funneled two businesses, which then paid it back. It turned a profit for the government when it was finally shut down, and rebuilt the entire country. We could do that too. That's what the Chinese are doing. They just issue the credit. They build those amazing trains and all this infrastructure they're building. They're just issuing the credit, building the thing, and then the proceeds from the thing they build pay back the loan and balance the books. That's what I'm writing about. So we've got to get the credit out there first, and we have the tools. We can get credit out there. We're sort of blindly thinking that the government is broke and that they can't do all these things that we, the people, expect government to do.
Well, it's bail out the banks at all costs. Even if we kill every business and kill every bank account and kill all the credit, as long as we have the banks, it's okay. Lloyd Blankfein is a billionaire. He should have been a greeter at Walmart. I'm sorry. That denigrates greeters at Walmart. but he should have been a Skid Row bum, Lloyd Blankfein. He turned into a billionaire, and this is outrageous.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, the system that we have. But the good thing is that people are becoming more and more aware of it, and I think that's the first thing that has to happen is we have to understand what's going on, and then we have to consolidate into a movement so that we actually have some power. The 99% obviously outnumbers the 1%, but we need to know what's going on and what would work. Right now, that even in the money reform movement, people are still arguing about what the solution is. I mean, I have mine, and then other people say, no, we have to do it this way. And so we have to iron all that out first. But we're at that very exciting place, I think, in history where we're actually designing new systems and thinking of what new possibilities there are.
Well, if you believe in capitalism, you believe in bankruptcy, and we've lost sight of believing in bankruptcy. And what's the working title? When do you think it'll be out, your book?
Infrastructure Without Debt. I'm so busy. I'm going to Europe in February. I'll be speaking in Iceland and Manchester, England, and Wales on public banking. And then I have some other things.
Okay, everyone. So that was the main part of it all that we need to really, really talk about. Hope you learned something. There was a lot that she said that we need to discuss. And if you have any questions or comments, without a doubt, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, if you have any questions or comments about what you just heard, give us a call, 715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound and hit star 61. There was a lot that was said, and we need to definitely jump into this head first, because this is all about you protecting what you've worked so hard for, and you protecting your family and our community and your overall self-determining direction to be free and independent the way the great creator God Almighty intended you to live. So you're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And when we come back, we're going to jump into this. Have your questions or comments ready to go, and we will talk about it. We'll be right back after this quick, these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to the Kando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032 pound, 549032 pound. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Dave and the Kando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we just heard about the Agenda 2 and the manipulation to destroy the depositors while saving the banks, and that's very, very important, and there's a reason why we have to look at, we have to know what a derivative is, we have to know why this is all happening, why, how is this being manipulated, and what this means. When they talked about the individual that committed suicide, that and said that they blamed the bank. Well, this is what the true nature of that is. Yes, the banks were totally fraudulent in everything, but the responsibility for you to understand what's going on economically is yours. No longer should you, because of all the things that have happened throughout history. You can go throughout history and look at these things, but there is an actual teaching and there's an actual practice to keep you from understanding, wanting to know, being able to discern and comprehend financial matters. They make it very difficult to discourage you from doing it. And what they do is they tell you that it's too hard to understand. You just need to hand it to the professionals. That is the first step to your economic demise. The only thing that determines if your economic demise will be fast or slow, either way it goes, they still get you. Because they get you this way. There's so many of us that think that even people that's retired live well. Guess what? You are nowhere living at the standard that you could be living at, because your means of your quality of life is because someone first is getting the benefits of your labor. That's a hard statement to make, but it's the truth to understand. You need to look at who is gaining from your leverage of your labor. Regardless of what your labor is, also your intellect, your abilities, your intrinsical value as a person, which we all have, who is really gaining from that? And also, where are you benefiting from it? So the person that committed suicide, this is why I tell you and I say that everyone that you know today really is not dying of natural causes, or their death is premature, because they're actually being murdered in so many ways. And this is a prime example. It doesn't matter how you slice it, because of the economic happenings, conditions that happen, it makes it right for people to commit suicide. This has been going on for years. And the bad thing is that we know these things happen and we still engage We still pick up the dice and roll them at Vegas, at the Vegas table, and expect us to win. We expect to win because the drinks was free, the room was free, and they were nice to you when you came to the table. They're only nice to you, and the drinks are free, and the room is free is a misnomer and a facade. They are actually charging you and getting you by you playing the game that they've set up for them to win and for you to lose. There's no difference between Vegas and the market. In actuality, Vegas is mimicking the market, and they're telling you. Sin City. What goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. What goes on behind closed doors on these financial matters stays just with the people that are behind those closed doors. Let me ask you something for those of you that have Charles Schwab accounts, for those of you that have T. Waterhouse accounts, or any, don't mean to say those in because they're not paying any sponsorship, and even if they were, I wouldn't take it. But for those financial investment institutions that you're so proudly saying that these people run my hedge fund, my 401k, these people, I invest with them. Let me ask you something, investor. When was the last time they invited you to their closed door secret meetings? Never. Nor will they ever invite you there, because there is where they decide how they're going to continue to steal and take from you based off of your ignorance.
Brother Dave, I have a question.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, it's not really a question, but an observation. I believe I might have mentioned to you on this program about oil. It may have been on Black Talk Radio News, but I was talking about the Saudis, and I was talking about how they are key in the setting the price of oil by merely shutting off the tap or turning it on and letting it overflow. And so it did not escape me. I mean, it was just confirmation that the Saudis had something to do with this from hearing her say that the State Department behind closed doors obviously, you know, put this deal in place with the Saudis. Now, this also reminds me of the 1970s when Jimmy Carter was president. And I had read that Reagan also had a deal with the Saudis to, you know, shut the tap off, which caused all the oil prices to go up. And then we saw long gas lines and whatnot in the 1970s. Excuse me. And so, yeah, man, Saudi Arabia, man, that is one of the most evil regimes on the face of the planet. I actually spent time there about 6 months in Riyadh. Saudi Arabia, they are some racist people. And also Uganda just banned its citizens from going to work in Saudi Arabia because they've been abusing. And this has been going on for decades. But yeah, I just took note of her mentioning, you know, this thing with Kerry and the Saudis, King Abdullah and whatnot, to manipulate the oil prices. And it just reminded me of the 1970s high gas prices and the Saudi role in that as well.
Right. That was 1973. And exactly, Scotty. And that started, you know,
was
way
it
before,
73?
Yeah, it was 1973. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 1973. And that started, and it's so, you're absolutely right. And that started when, right after Nixon took the U.S., closed the gold window, they had to have something else in place because the U.S. was broke, completely broke. That was the first default in this period of history that we're in right now. And what they did is they sent Henry Kissinger over to Saudi Arabia and said, listen, we will help you refine the oil that you have. But all of the oil that you have in Saudi Arabia has to be sold using the U.S. dollar.
I was just about to ask you that. Was that the beginning of the petrodollar?
Yes, that was the beginning of the petrodollar. Yes, and there is a lot of work going on behind the Saudis, behind the U.S., and behind the scenes. There's been a lot of things going on. Not too long ago, was a year and a half ago, that there was a a Saudi Arabian royal prince that was in France. And after them having a meeting with the Russian and Chinese, because the Russian and the Chinese, he had the meeting with the Chinese, but there were meetings with Russia where Russia, right after, just before the Winter Olympics, there was a bombing at a train station in Russia. And this bombing at the train station was a historical place, because that's where the Nazis had killed a bunch of the Russians there. In Saudi Arabia, they used to call him Bandar Bush. He was running the intelligence, went over to Russia and basically said to Russia, we control the Chechens and we will release them against you.
I read about that. Yeah, sure did.
Right. Right. And so this is where everything is starting to come together, because one of the things that Scotty just mentioned, one of the things is that behind closed doors, the deals of the devil is made. And I'm going to tell you something. We keep looking at these political figures and these celebrity politicians, but the one thing we never ever know is what goes on behind closed doors. Why is it they need to have a meeting behind closed doors that they're having a conversation about what's in your best interest? Maybe because they're not having one that's in your best interest. And that's what's really being played out here. Because the overall control of humanity is done by way, this is the way they control humanity, and it's not hard to understand. Oil, they control nations. Energy controls nations. Resources control the people of the world. Once they're able to get their hands around those and manipulate those and actually get them to leverage behind their cause and to put controlling factors in with them, they have everyone at their behest, on their knees. And yes, these deals that are being made are quite, they're in one big fraternity against all of us, these people. And this is why it's so important for that one gentleman that committed suicide. The key thing is for you to understand what was really wrong there. Because if you go to the banks and start to tell them, hey, man, people are starting to kill themselves, y'all need to act right, which that's what they want you to do. That's the march they always give you, and that's the direction they always push you to go in. Because if you play by their rules, they will rule. You need to stop engaging. Ms. Brown talked about there needs to be a bank. No, there needs to be no banks at all. That, if the truth be the matter, because you aren't the creators of the bank, how in the world are you going to give blind faith to what they've done in the history unless you don't know history? And this is why it repeats itself. Why would you give that type of power and that type of authority and that type of influence over people's lives? What has that gained us in the past? It's been the manipulating force behind all of the enslavement that has started throughout history. So if you continue to engage in these practices and engage in these policies that these people come up with, then these are the end results where you're going to have crisis, collapse, famines, wars, and depressions. And right now what they're going to do is because the baby boomers are now fully retiring and they're starting to get what they paid into it when that cash has already been stolen. One of the things that is so important in our membership class is that we actually teach you the difference between money and cash, because they're not the same. And if you don't understand that, it's going to be difficult for you to get away from the addiction that we have to this thing. Because there is other things that you can do. Now, the important part on this whole thing is this. When you look at the banking institutions, they are long-standing ritual practices that are in play. They know when to, it's all time when they're going to do what they're going to do. The only thing is that they tell you that they've created that there is a crisis that was not created by them, and now they need to fix it. How in the world are they going to fix something that their system, that they created in their system? Because they don't want to. It's serving their purpose. And I want people to really to understand, look at FDIC. Have you looked at what it stands for? Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. It's a corporation. It's no different than the other corporations that are being falsely put in front of you as a means of protection, but it's actually the hook for everything. They give you the blind sense of security that you can go and deposit your cash there. And what's so important about your cash? They don't care about your cash. Your cash is nothing more than a coupon that is a receipt for your labor. That's all it is. That's all it is. And if you put your labor on a piece of paper, that means that your labor is only as valuable as the piece of paper that is written on. It's worthless. Absolutely worthless. And this whole thing that they have set up is a scam. And that scam is going to continue to play itself out in a way that is going to be totally destructive in nature to your prosperity in the future of our generations to come. Because of how many people are here right now, they realize that they need to crash it so that they don't have to pay what they've already stolen. And not only stolen, what I mean by stolen, they didn't steal it for the purpose of stealing it. They stole it because they created the system. And that's what the system is designed to do. To take from you, to diminish from you. Why do you think we have the health problems that we have? Why do you think that we have the false foods that we have, the genetically modified foods? Why do you think the water is polluted? Why do you think that you have all of these laws? Because they are slowly taking away from your ability to live free and independent. And more importantly, they are taking away from your longevity of physical life. And we must understand these things, because in order to solve a problem, in order to correct the problem, we can't use the same consciousness that established it. We must think anew. It's one of the best things that Albert Einstein ever said. A lot of the other things that he did, wasn't there. Questionable. But that theory, that statement was one of the best statements ever. We must think anew. And if you're thinking from a standpoint of starting Black Bank, starting this bank, you are giving back into the system what is already taken from you. They're sitting back and they're saying this: you can march all you want, but you'll pay your taxes. That's what Alexander Haig said in the Reagan administration, the Secretary of State. Said, let them march all they want as long as they pay their taxes. And what are their taxes that they're talking about you paying? They're talking about you paying what is not owed or what is not due, but what you willfully give to them. It's your labor and the energy of your labor. Now, don't get me wrong. Do we have comforts from their establishment and what they, sure they do, but at what expense? We never look at the expense side of it all. All we ever look at is what they tell us through propaganda and commercials. Turn our TVs off. Turn the propaganda off. Go outside and hear the truth when the birds sing. Go outside and hear the truth of the interaction of the ecosystem. And I guarantee you, you'll notice something. They don't have to pay for their birthright. You do. And this is the biggest problem that we have. This is what enslaves us. And there is a way to break this. There is a way to get away from this. But it will not happen unless the people decide collectively to do it. Else it will continue. There will be some of us and some of you that will be strangers among the population. You'll be free and they'll be enslaved. You'll be liberated, but you'll have the ability to see that you are a slave participating in a slave system that you need to wean yourself from and walk away from. And there are definite ways to do it. Without, they tell you that, civilization, anarchy after that. No way in the world is there such thing as that. It's only anarchy by participating in their system. What do you think that the great creator was shallow and small and not enough that couldn't provide for you? But what happens was this. There was a deal that was made. And that deal was made with the devil. And every time, every deal that you make with the devil, you lose your soul. And we've lost our connection to the birds singing and understanding the language that they're speaking. The environment changing, giving us clues as to what is happening and what is coming. Brother Davis is on Wise Wednesday and telling you these different things to establish, to bring back some of those things for you individually. Because you are so much greater than your social security number. You're so much more greater than the title that they've given you at where you work. You're so much greater than the fraudulent degree that they've given you at their institution of lower learning. You don't think that these institutions of lower learning, because the only thing that they teach you is the art of schooling where you repeat. You look at this Common Core stuff that they're teaching young people. You look at the overall so-called institutions of higher learning. All they're doing is maintaining the direction of the economic growth of their business. They don't give a darn about you. Guess what? You thought you were included. You thought you was in on the right side. But what did they do? They strapped you with loans that you can't pay back now. They strapped you with the beast of burden known as debt. And believe me, they are going to come to collect and require that you pay. Even though they didn't create anything other than a fraudulent system for you to participate in. So true. If only the people knew they were slaves, they wouldn't be slaves for much longer. We don't know. So now, what does this mean? How is this going to play out? This is what it means. And this is how it's playing out. All of these events are here because they took, and guess what? This information is coming out, and it's coming out where they're not trying to hide it, because you know why? Because they want you to know. Because they know that over their years of diminishing your harmonic frequency, your free will, they've got you addicted to the system completely. They realize that they can tell you you're on this drug and you're addicted, and the shakes will come to you and you won't be able to not answer that call. They know that you're shaking. They know that they got us where we're all shaking. And that's what they want. Just give me another hit. And it's so important for us to realize that so that we can do the things that are necessary to wean ourselves and to rehabilitate ourselves. And one of the most important things that we have to first rehabilitate is our connection to the ecosystem and our connection to each other and our connection to what true love, prosperity, and goodwill is. They've inundated you with, you gotta get yours, I gotta get mine. And that is the destruction from within. So now, let's talk about how this is going to play out. Let's talk about what this means for you. This means this to you. And we talked about this. If you have a bank account, you are no longer a depositor. You are an unsecured investor. You're investing in the bank. They don't have to give you back a darn thing that you put in. And if you have more than $100,000, $200,000, $1 million, go to the bank now and try to take it out. And then guess what? You will get arrested. You will be harassed and you will be spoken to. There will be a report known as a SARS report, suspicious activities report. Don't take my word for it. Look it up, because you'll just say that I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Hey, Brother Dave, all they got to do is look at that video or that Atlanta rapper who took $200,000 cash out his bank and got jacked up by the police before he even made it to his car. And then they took half of it, and he may never even see it again.
Exactly, Scotty. It's there. And we tell you these things. Scotty posted that because we want you to know these things so that you can prepare. Man, Scotty tells you all the time is battlefield awareness. We don't realize that we're on this battlefield, and I don't care how much they paid you in the past as nothing more than a loan or allowance that they give you. It's really just an allowance. They're allowing you to get that, and they're going to take it back by even more because they show you they're going to take it back because they call it compound interest. Take out a loan and try to pay back just the principal and see what happens. And nowadays, you're going to see capital controls come in to where you won't be able to escape loans even by paying them off on time. They're going to say, no. The full term has to be played out. You got to pay us our interest off something that they didn't create. All they did was created a demand through propaganda and advertisement, and you thought you needed it. That is another problem that we have. We are consumers to the core, and that is perfect for the setup of everything. This is why George Bush, after 9/11, said, go out and do your country some good and buy, consume. They tell you everything. We need to learn the language that is being used against us, because when you speak something, you give energy to it, it comes alive. We have to bring our own living attributes to our whole existence, not theirs. So let me get to what this means. FDIC, there was a lot of things that she spoke about. One, she spoke about Cyprus and she spoke about FDIC. Let me talk about FDIC real quick. FDIC does not have any cash. Say that again. FDIC does not have any cash. It gives the perception that it does. If one or two major, well, any major bank that goes down, they're done. But see, they'll gloss it over and say something else. But this is the key with FDIC. And you saw this in 2008. And one of the things they allowed 2008 to happen so that what's going to happen next can make its way. See, a lot of you have heard this before, or a lot of you have said, this is nothing going to happen. Those are the individuals that always get caught at the lines at the bank. The lines at the bank in Italy, the lines in the bank in Cyprus, the lines in the bank in Greece, the lines in the bank in Venezuela, the lines in the bank in Portugal, the lines in the bank in Spain, the lines in the banks that will be here at the United States. Those individuals that take that type of attitude and look at it that way, just give them a ticket and tell them to bring a pillow and a chair, because they're going to be in that line for a while. You have to ensure that you're not in that line. And there's things that you have to do now to prevent you from being in that line. We tell you about the FDIC. The FDIC, at any time a bank, before the FDIC can even be put into place, a bank has to be considered insolvent and has to start the process of bankruptcy and being insolvent. But before they do that, guess what? They're going to break you first. They're going to make you insolvent first, because FDIC will not kick in until a bank is insolvent. Before a bank is insolvent, what does it have to do now? Now it has to bail in its customers, you. And it doesn't matter who you are, they get you both ways if you don't know what you're doing. And if you try to close your bank account, they'll get you. But there's a strategical way that you have to do it. And guess what? Even if you do close it, they still got you. They still have you right in their grasp. There's a lot of people that would say, well, I'm just going to buy gold and silver and I'll be cool. You don't know anything about gold and silver and you won't know how to leverage it. And they got you. They absolutely have you. Since you don't know it, You don't know the history of it. You don't know the intrinsic value of it. You don't know what it can do. They will get you at the appropriate time. So FDIC does not kick in until a bank is insolvent. Before a bank can go and solve it, it has to take everything from its customers. Not just some of the customers, all of them. And they're going to take it all. One of the things in Cyprus that they talked about was that they took from the businesses. They're going to take from the businesses everywhere, and that's going to momentumize the collapse because those businesses won't be able to have access to their cash to pay their obligations to their employees, to their suppliers, and to the customers. You hear what I said? The customers? Yes. You're going to purchase things and then not receive them. What is the biggest thing right now? One of the biggest things right now is that there's online shopping. Why is online shopping so big? Because they want you to shop at a place that's not physical. And why do you do that? Because then you practice capital controls by not using cash. It's all a setup. Yes, it's been convenient, but that is always the hook. And I would say to you, for every animal that man traps, they always bait the trap. You look at deer hunters. They lay a feed trail for months for the deer, for one shot. It's all they need. That's exactly what's happening here. They get you to where you trust, and more importantly, they get you to where you depend. And now they got you for that one shot. When is that shot going to come? Whenever they want it to come. And they do it in multiple ways. Multifaceted in this whole approach. So now, in Greece, they wouldn't let the people take out the cash, and it caused businesses to go into. There was an article that we posted where equipment was being sold, multi-million dollar equipment was being sold for a quarter of its price. Okay? A dozer that is a $2 million dozer. I mean, a dozer. Let's say, and then some other equipment was $2 million being sold for $250,000. Why is that happening? They have massive amount of equipment. Why is there equipment? Because those businesses that own that equipment, when they first purchased it, they didn't get to pay $250,000. They had to pay the full price with a loan attached to it, and now they've gone and solved it. And what happens when you go and solve it? You lose the assets and you go into receivership. The land that you call the United States has been in receivership for a while now. And because of the ratio of debt that this country has, which it is going to put on you through capital controls, you're in debt, as much debt as them. And guess what? They're going to seize your assets too. They're going to seize your assets in so many different ways. Through taxation, through the collapse of the economy. And they realize that that is going to gain them more leverage and more authority over your lives that you will be willingly to surrender. See, one of the things that they practice is this. They fraudulently mislead you through deceit to get you to surrender what is true and valuable. And then they can say, no, 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 no. It wasn't us. They were the fools. They didn't know. And all of this stuff we've been taught for years and years, and that is the whole bait in everything. For years and years they teach us to participate in this, and they allow you to see different people do well. And what does it do? It gives you a false sense of security that this system is working right. Yes, there are people that within that system that aren't, you know, they're just working there and all, but that That is not the issue here. That is the emotional side of everything. And until you can remove your emotions and start to look at things from a realistic standpoint and based off of principles, you will be completely bewildered. One of the great things I love about God Almighty is that though God Almighty has emotions, no decision is dictated by emotions. All decisions are dictated by principle and commitment. And this is one of the things that, one of the many things that have been squandered by us in so many ways. But we don't have to have that road any longer. We can choose to do something because without each other, we are in their control. And it needs to be established through us. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32 pound. Then hit *61 and we'll bring you up and get your question or comment heard. We'd love to talk to you. We're going to talk about capital controls, what it is and what does it mean. And also we're going to finish up on what is going on with these bail-ins that are happening in Europe. And is going to make his way here because, you know what, it's really no such thing as Europe. They only told you that. What is happening in Europe is happening here. There is no difference. And we will definitely talk about that. Get in on the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. You may go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we are talking about what's going on, and we have a caller in queue. We'd definitely love to hear that. Hey, Brother Bragg's also, give us a call based off what you posted. So important. But let's go to this caller real quick. Well, never real quick, but let's go to this caller. I'd like to keep him waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Dave, this is the Davis team.
Hey, Sister Davis, what's going on?
Oh, good, good. Everything's fine. I just wanted to comment, it's a great show as always. But I do want to ask, when will it repeat tonight? Because I want some key people to hear it. And also, I want to mention that movie called They Live really gives people who, you know, our eyes are open, you know, we right. understand. But for the ones that don't understand, the way the movie They Live depicts the elite that has their own way of thinking and their own way of seeing, and the people, you know, the way the movie goes is that, you know, the humans are in like a matrix where they don't see it till the guy discovers glasses. And that really gives some of these naysayers an understanding that the powers that be are doing their own thing. We're just victims to it. Just like you're saying with the banking system and the food system. Sometimes I think they're manipulating our food, our water, and our air for the aliens that's coming. And that's what they breathe and eat and smell and do. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not, we can't survive in it. We can't continue to eat the food. We can't continue to drink the water. We can't continue to breathe the air. but they can, maybe it's all being conditioned for them. And when they see the movie and they understand that the powers that be aren't really from this world, and I'm not saying the aliens, but I'm just saying that mindset is not from this world. They see things different. And when they put them glasses on, and even, you know, it shows where the white guy was, you know, trying to get the brother and understand it. And they beat each other. I mean, that is the worst fight scene I've seen on TV. They fight for 25 minutes for this brother to say, for the white guy to say, no, put these glasses on so you can see. And that's what I feel like we're doing with our friends and family. We almost got to slam dunk and do, and, you know, put them in a ring, a boxing ring, to give them the understanding, look and see what's going on. And yeah, it's just phenomenal. But that movie kind of depicts it where some other people who aren't at the level understanding that we are, they can see what's really going on. And it's been going on for a while. And like you said about the money, the guy, and Scotty chimed in and said, yeah, he went to get his money out, and they, you know, they stole his money and beat him up. Yes, that day's coming. Well, it's here already. I mean, I can't even say it's coming.
Right, it's here, and it's going to continue to expand. And you know, Sister Davis, why I value you, Brother Davis, and all of the listeners here at Tando Radio Show is because I realize that in the things that are coming, there are some people that are they don't want to see this because they're busy doing other things. There are things that are more important to them right now because what their short-sightedness has them moving in a direction that they can only move off of their basic instincts. And that is so dangerous. If they can't see it, if they can't actually have seen it work before, they won't use any other instinct, their third eye, to see it. They only primarily exist off of their basic instinct that has been calcified. But the individuals like you, Brother Davis, Brother Braggs, and everyone else that's here on Tando Radio Show, it's important for us to acknowledge each other and appreciate each other because we are the ones that will have to come together collectively to get through what's going on. There are some people that I absolutely love that I refuse to talk about these things because they're not ready. When a person is not ready, don't force it on them because they don't want to. And it's so important for us to gravitate towards and to put our, build our hedge of protection around those that do. And there are many like you. But the most important thing is that it's more than just being like you. There has to be a relationship among us. And this is why we're doing what we're doing. And this is why it's so important for us to come together collectively so that we can rely on each other. Because I'm going to tell you, those individuals that don't see it now are going to, one, see it later, and then possibly they may be redeemable, or they're going to be so scared and so full of fear that they are going to be dangerous, and they're going to go from being someone that is someone that you can reason with to someone that you have to deal with. And that is what we want to prevent, because it's not the governments that you need to worry about outside of the influence and the instigation. The major instigations, like the water situation in Flint and all over, and all the things that they're doing. But at the appropriate time, the real threat that you're going to have to contend with is the neighbor, the friend, and the family member that didn't want to see, didn't want to look past their basic instincts, didn't want to evolve into who they really are. And that's not saying that that's perfect. You know, what I'm saying is perfect. But what happens is this: the system is evil. And the thing about evil is that it has a price. And it requires all that consume its comforts for the poison to ravage their lives. And it will at the appropriate time. And they're making that way now. So we lost Sister Davis, so we'll catch them in a second. We got a couple of callers in queue. Let's bring them up. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. What's your name, where you calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, what's up, Dave? Peace, peace. How you doing today, man?
Brother Bragg, show, what's
man.
Going on?
Back maxing out, man. Listen to the show, man.
Brother Bragg, I'm sorry. I missed your call today. I was in a place where I couldn't answer, but we got to talk. Let's talk tomorrow. But go ahead, Brother Bragg.
Hey, look, I called for a couple of reasons, man. You know that Zeta insect you were talking about earlier? These are laboratory-created insects, man. They come straight out of the laboratory. Initially, they were supposed to be created to kill the mosquitoes, to kill certain viruses. So they were supposed to breed with the mosquitoes and knock them out. But these mosquitoes have – these are systems that carry disease. They're
using
a mosquito instead of a needle. Look, when they're doing the chemtrails, I just got on some serious stuff because I've been looking at these chemtrails. I'll be tripping because I don't like people spraying me like I'm a roach. But you got to look at their madness. I don't know how the cloud cover is where you are, but where we are in Illinois, when they spray this shit, we get these they're not really clouds. It's like a buffer between the sun and the sky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So everything looks gloomy. The sun won't come through some days. You see the sun behind the clouds. The clouds are dense. But that's the chemical accumulation. Now, I said this to say that. When it snowed here, we haven't had snow on the ground now for, I guess, about a week. But the temperature had raised to like 40-something. So usually all the snow melts. Look, we still got snow on the ground. But I saw these cats on Facebook doing a test. They had took a snowball, brought it. We still had some residual snow. So I went and grabbed some snow and brought it in and put my lighter to this snow, man. This damn snow did not melt, man. It didn't drip.
Yeah, the only way I've seen it.
We got rid of it. We put it in the drain and ran the hot water on it and eventually went. But the fire didn't do shit to it. So I'm like, what the hell is this? Now, you got to remember this. This shit is touching your skin. You're breathing billions of particles in it every day of all kind of shit. You don't know what it is. They call these fun vacs. I saw Bill Gates doing a dissertation on this stuff, talking about how it controls certain lobes of the brain to dull your senses. Also, it gives people respiratory problems. Also, it messes with your brain. You know what I'm saying? So these people are doing all kind of crazy stuff to slow us down. It's all about killing your pineal gland because your pineal gland makes you a Superman. And they've been able to do that with the water, the chlorine, you know, everything they put in the foods. It's a reason they put these heavy metals on you. They put these heavy metals on you to slow you down. Your food is being screwed around with. Your water is being – everything to slow you down. That melon is a beast.
Hold on, Brother Bragg. We got another caller that's in queue. Let me grab them real quick, but hold on right there. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? What is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave. This is Sister McKinney from Dallas, Texas. How you doing today?
Sister McKinney, what's going on?
Oh, hey, okay, so I got comments, but forgive me, I haven't, you know, been catching the show, but I definitely got to get back in there. So I just wanted to make comments about, you know, what you're saying and everything, and I'm just thankful that, you know, I've been enlightened more and opened my eyes up more to, you know, really see what's going on around me, and, you know, I really, you know, take the stance now, you know, what if the government is doing something, you need to be doing the opposite. They're always setting up things for their benefit. And so some of my comments are like when the school system, when you're talking about how, you know, everybody's being conditioned to go to school and go to college and, you know, get into all this debt. Well, that doesn't teach you how to think. It teaches you what to think. So that's why everybody is always doing the same thing and going along with it, because they're teaching you what to think. Point two, the sickness. And, you know, one of my mentors, he talked about the fact that in the 1950s, diabetes was about the number 40th on the list of diseases that people died from. You know, now it's in the top five. So, doing all this stuff that keeps you sick, and these medications, when you get on these medications, and I experienced that personally. The minute you start on this medication and you start taking it long term, it's going to mess up something else and they're going to add something in. You're always just you're adding conditions to, you know, your health and, you know, really impacting your health. So So it's easier to control people when they're sick and when they're
sure is.
And that kind of thing. And then the third point was, you know, these pensions and 401ks, you know, how we have bought into that system of just putting this away, you know, and then the penalties that they put on, you know, if this is really for your benefit, why do, if you take it before you retire, I mean, they take 10% off the top and then they tax you another 5%. So basically they get 15% of the money. You know, mm-hmm. So really, if this is for your benefit, then how come they're getting so much of it? So it's just
great.
All of the things that we you know, that I'm much more aware of now, and I, you know, have turned off from the system and, you know, empowered myself to do and protect myself.
You know what, Sister McKinney, and I'm glad, because ever since, you know, we met and we you've helped me grow and we've all grown together, and I really do appreciate, and there's some great points. And I want to touch on the last point that you made about the 401ks. Let me tell you this, the window to get out of the 401ks is closing. And I would definitely, what I did is I got out of it. You need to do it too, in my opinion. Now, listen, if the system like Ellen Brown said, they need to have this one system. It only needs to be, this is what has to happen. If the banks want to be in existence and they're going to do something for you, they need to be able to do it for you and you take it out right away. Pay for performance. If they can't perform, they go out of business like everybody else, because that keeps what? Keeps them honest. So where you can take right away from what it is that you get, so that you can do what it is that ever that you need to do with the currency or the cash that you gain from that, and gain, use leverage to do something else with it. If they're not going to be able to pay you right now for performance, ask them this: can you pay me right now for performance with no obligations other than me giving you this and then you giving me back a return? And if you can't perform, it's just like sports. If you can't play, you can't stay. And they refuse to do that, because what they're going to want to do is, you sit down here, you pay us for the rest of your life, and we'll promise, I promise you're going to do good 20 years from now.
And then the thing about that doing good is, okay, you paying into it, you already making a certain amount, and what you're going to get back is less than what you're making. So how does that make sense? Of what, you know, I think about how crazy I was for buying into this. You know, I'm not satisfied with what I'm making. So how am I going to do any better 30 years down the line when everything is exponentially higher and now I'm getting an even smaller amount?
Right. And you got to pay taxes on it. And then not only this, this is the key. Well, check this out. Why don't you teach me what you're doing? Show me what you're doing, and then I can cut away from you and do it on my own. Oh, no. They won't do that, because then they have to show you that they're stealing.
Hey, then guys, you're talking about the laws of kings now. You're talking about Roman law and the laws of kings. All that is extraction. Yep. You're paying tribute when you pay those taxes. You got to realize who you're paying your taxes to. I don't want to get too deep, because I don't like to go too far. Everybody's not where I'm at. They knows exactly what I'm talking about. And you got to know who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a situation that's just like you're in the middle of a mob situation. That's what it basically is. Now, I could start calling out names, but I won't do that, because I didn't come here prepared for that today. But I'm telling you, you're in organized situations, and it's criminal. It's all criminal.
It's all criminal.
The intent is even criminal, because the intent is to fleece and exact everything that they could possibly exact.
Yep.
I'm saying
that's exactly.
Governments have no money. People have to really. Governments have no money unless they take the money from the citizens. That's why you always hear people say, "Of the for the people, by the people. The money is the people's. The land is the people." These are the sovereignty they've always talked about. These are rights you were born with. Nobody gives you this right. Now, right, the laws of kings are the rights of kings want to take that from you.
Yep.
But you knowing that you were born a sovereign, they have no right to do that to you unless you give them that right.
Unless you give them that right. So well said, Brother Brad. Sister McKinney, just want to thank you for calling and thank you for being there with us. We definitely got to catch up, because we're here now. I'm getting settled in, and we're here for each other. And I appreciate you so much, Sister Kenny.
Thank you, and I appreciate you today.
And you know what? I don't say things and confuse people today, but you know what? That goes to the Magna Carta, which was suspended one time by the Roman Catholic Church. I mean, by the king. It's a lot of stuff involved in what, the way we live in America. And people got to get into these books and get upon these people. We will get our liberation when we all come to a general consensus of what's going on around us. Identify what's suppressing you and oppressing us, and then we can deal with it. But until we make that distinction of what's suppressing us and what's holding us back, we can't deal with it. We must be awakened. Just like Sister Davis was saying, put the glasses on and you can see and take the glass. I agree with her. Man, that was a great way for her to sum that up.
Yeah,
I got people mad at me and my family because I'm trying to tell them certain things about the indoctrination process in this country and how they have us on this religious string that they play us. And they play each dichotomy. I'm talking about each individual people. For instance, Islam, Christianity, Buddhism. They play all these people against each other. If they don't do it in one general location, they do it in a large geographical location where they pit one against the other. And they'll make them kill each other on religion.
In now, spray.
This religion, this should be bringing them together. If religion, if that's what it's supposed to be, it should be bringing them together internally, but it's an external thing. So it's creating conflict where people are killing each other over belief systems. My God's better than yours. My God's bigger than yours. I'm saying, it's crazy.
Yeah,
I just want you to think about it. I'm not getting on your religion. I'm not trying to kick you. I will not kick you. All I'm saying, just think about your belief system. See, we got to identify these belief systems if they either work or they don't work. I'm saying, because we come from something greater than all this, but we don't know it.
Yeah.
We come from a realm where you tap into infinite wisdom, knowledge, understanding, whatever you need, because you come from that. But you got to first find that you come from that so it can benefit you. Put down all your false gods, whatever they may be, money, whatever it may be. I'm done preaching because I ain't no preacher.
No, Brother Ray, as always, thank you. But we're going to put some stuff together, but it's a lot of stuff. But this is what I want to say, everyone. There are things that you can do, and you need to actually strategize and start moving in a direction right now. And this is why our membership is so important. We're only charging $25 a month, and you will be trained and you will learn about what resources are, why they're so important, how to use them, how to leverage them. You'll learn the precious metals class. You'll learn how to prepare. We'll look at some of your individual, you as an individual, some of the things that you need to do, some of the things that we can help you with and guide you in. And then this whole group comes together so that at the appropriate time, we have leverage of our whole group and our whole membership group. And this is so, so important. Before we get out of here, when you start to see these major high-dollar equipment for industrial-sized equipment being sold for pennies on the dollar, I've seen it for $500 for stuff that should be costing $100,000 or more. That is because we are crashing. And you have to know how to play that in the future because they're going to collapse. The common person's economy, not the economy. The economy will come back. But when it comes back, will you be in position to gain opportunity from it? And if you continue in the way that they're going, no, because you will be sacrificed. I like to say it this way. Their treatment for the cancer is to kill the patient so that the cancer can survive. That's the overall direction. So listen, everyone, you can get in on the classes. You can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. You can leave the membership at any time because what we offer you is so great. If you have any questions or comments, you can make payments through PayPal at the same email, wolf6pack1@gmail.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can text me, 951-790-8330, or you can also email me also and get into these classes. We are doing them throughout the week. So listen, everyone. When we come back tomorrow, we'll definitely talk about capital controls. And there's another something else I want you guys to hear, very, very important. And then we continue to move in the direction. for everyone. It's incumbent upon us to do this together. We have to establish our own alliances and establish our own direction, and we need to establish that collectively. We can no longer do what the system has taught us to do. We can't boycott. We can't march. We can't have their false economic boycotts. We can't petition. We can't do their voting and all of that. All of that system has been in place to give you the impression that you are included when you are targeted. And that what keeps us from being where we should be. So much love, much respect, everyone. We're going to get out of here right now. And remember, before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. And it's never goodbye. It's I'll see you later. Get in on the membership class. It's $25 a month for all this information. And believe me, you are going to be quite pleased that you are engaging in this. Much love, much respect. Until tomorrow. Yes, go ahead.
You got a few minutes, Dan?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll hit you after the show. I'm going to hit you after the show.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, everyone, much love, much respect. Until later on, we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.